This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And we covered cable television. They're losing subscribers like crazy, even at a faster clip than they had initially predicted. In addition to that, discussing the magazine business as well. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Ralph in New Jersey going once. Ralph in New Jersey going twice. All right. Well, thanks for the call there. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We are sharing a story, and I'm going to cut a good chunk of it out because it's just, you know, it's not really necessary. The New York Times writing a detailed piece here about the tough times for the magazine business. You've got multiple magazine, what they call prominent editors, people who've been at the head of magazines like Time Magazine, Elle, and Glamour, all within the last few weeks apparently have announced they are stepping down. One guy at Time, I believe it was, was it Vanity Fair, actually. He had a 25-year run. He's retiring.
Gone.
All these people are you know, cutting out. And so the question is, well, you know, are they seeing the writing on the wall, so to speak? At a time of belt tightening, says the Times, celebrity editors with their big salaries and expensive tastes are increasingly passé. Budget-minded executives at publishers like Hearst and Condé Nast are looking more critically at requests for six-figure photo shoots and $5-a-word writers. The story here says that quietly, optimists in the business say it may be healthy for a younger generation of editors to take the reins, while older editors are less accustomed to the rhythms and forms of web journalism. John Wenner, for instance, famously resisted posting Rolling Stone stories online. Now, this is the guy who is now selling his controlling stake in Rolling Stone. For instance, here, many of the industry's rising stars are finding ways to raise revenue and gain readers on the digital side. Quote, if you want to do the same thing year in and year out, you shouldn't do these jobs, unquote, says one of them. Kurt Anderson, a former editor of New York and with Mr. Carter, founder of Spy magazine, said that print magazines were still breathing, but that the recent upheaval was a sign that the denouement might not be far off. Quote, the 1920s and through the 2020s was kind of the century of the magazine, he said, noting that the New Yorker and Time magazine were founded in the decade before the Great Depression. Today, he added, the industry was in more of a dusk, a slow dusk, and we're closer to sunset, he says. In his spacious, airy, and Hearst Midtown Manhattan tower, Mr. Carey displays trinkets of an earlier, more glamorous magazine age. Behind his desk is a framed quote from Malcolm Forbes, the exuberant and late chairman of Forbes magazine, and a yellowing memo about Tina Brown from Mr. Carey's days as publisher of The New Yorker. His 43rd floor office overlooks the Hudson River and Central Park. But as the executive leading Hearst magazine's business into an uncertain future, Carey said that he was focused on identifying new ways to increase revenue and trim expenses.
So, I mean, this reminds me of Talkers magazine.
Mm-hmm. Also no longer in print.
Yeah. Talkers magazine used to be a print magazine. I've got
an industry publication.
Yeah, I've got a signed copy, as a matter of fact, that I kept. And
I think I threw all mine away.
Yeah, I think it was 5 years ago, maybe.
At least.
More than that. Yeah. They ceased publication. Now they're doing just fine, so, you know, doing web advertising and sending out emails and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Because they don't have that huge overhead killing trees and printing stuff on them
and distributing.
This, yeah, and distribution.
That's the real cost.
Yeah, and all that stuff that goes into it. It's possible. Remember, we're all just in the content creation business. A magazine has a huge leg up on some blog out there because they've already got the writers on staff. They've already got these people.
They got the name.
Yeah, they've got the salespeople that are in the office. They need to just figure out how to, you know, essentially change their formatting a little bit, and they're in shape. But the people that refuse to change are going to have it rough.
Hearst, like Condé Nast, is privately held, so the details of their financial performance are unclear, but recent earnings reports from Hearst's publicly traded competitors provide a glimpse into the magazine industry's failing fortunes, or falling fortunes. Revenue at Time Incorporated, for instance, has declined every year since 2011. The company, which recently took itself off the market after speculation about a potential sale, is now aiming to cut $400 million in costs over the next 18 months. Although the print business still accounts for roughly two-thirds of Time Incorporated's $3 billion in annual revenue, the company is shifting resources to video and television. Meredith, whose headquarters in Des Moines has test kitchens, craft studios, and a wood shop, is doing comparatively better than its more glamorous rivals based in New York. Its magazines, which focus largely on perennial topics like decorating and recipes, remain popular with the company's mostly female readers. Still, Meredith reported a slight drop in revenue for its magazine business in the most recent fiscal year, which ended in June. A flurry of recent sales also suggests that smaller publishers are having trouble surviving on their own. Before Mr. Wenner put Rolling Stone up for sale, Wenner Media and U.S. Weekly and Men's Journal to America, or excuse me, Wenner Media sold U.S. Weekly and Men's Journal to American Media Incorporated, the owner of the National Enquirer. Johnson Publishing, which is based in Chicago, sold the magazines Ebony and Jet last summer to a private equity firm. Rodale, whose titles include Bicycling, Runner's World.
I can't imagine that a private equity firm is going to manage to run a magazine very well.
Why is that?
Well, why would they? Do they have the experience?
Probably not.
They're just adding a layer of management.
So they're going to run it into the ground.
Sounds like a bad idea to me.
Another company, Rodale, whose titles include Bicycling, Runner's World, and Men's and Women's Health, recently said that it, too, was for sale, and a deal is expected to be announced in the coming weeks. And what we've seen with a lot of these sales, especially in the radio business, is that prices are down. I mean, Mark, you said that the radio business is flat, but you're talking about advertising revenues.
Right.
If you look at the costs of the radio stations themselves, Radio Disney, for instance, which was a thing, they had like 20 stations or something like that, mostly AM stations that no kid could possibly want to listen to.
I had hopes for Radio Disney. I really did. I thought that if anything could revitalize music radio on the AM dial, Radio Disney could do it. And they gave up. You know?
Well, that's because it was an insane task. I mean, the fact that you thought some kid was going to want to listen to an AM radio station to hear their favorite songs
was
gonna
bring them there?
Huh?
What was going to bring them there?
Nothing.
The only apparently not.
Young people do not listen to AM radio.
Well, if I was sitting in that meeting where people decided, to try Radio Disney, I would have said the only thing I can imagine bringing young people to the AM dial is Disney content.
Nope, it ain't going to happen because it sounds like AM radio.
It's easy to sit there and say that, but AM radios are a heck of a lot less. AM radio stations are a heck of a lot less costly than FM. So they wanted to see if they could make it work.
They lost their ass on that. They sold those AM stations at a fraction of what they had paid for them originally. But anyway, the financial outlook remains bleak. Analysts and executives expect double-digit annual declines in print advertising to continue. The ad-buying firm Magna projects print magazine ad sales to fall 13% this year alone, with a similar rate of decline in 2018, according to a report released last week. And Mr. Phillips said it was only a matter of time until these trends were felt at the industry's highest levels. Quote, in the past, magazines could support celebrity editors, but it's becoming harder and harder with the revenue declines to do that. This is really not about making the numbers in 2017, but making the numbers in 2018. One day after the fete for Mr. Carter at the Waverly Inn, Time Incorporated rolled out a major initiative, People TV. A new iteration of a streaming video network that the company introduced last year, People TV will feature pop culture programming in conjunction with Entertainment Weekly, with another Time Incorporated title among the shows on offer, Paws and Claws, which, according to a news release, will feature, quote, all of the adorable, viral, and buzzworthy animal stories of the week. That's what they've come down to.
Well, it works.
Taking the hit viral animal videos from the internet and putting them onto a TV network that is being created by a magazine company as a desperate last grasp at some sort of relevance.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to work for them?
No.
Repackaging all of the things that everybody's already watched in the week from their social media?
I don't know. Maybe did it work for BuzzFeed?
I don't know. Is BuzzFeed still around?
I don't know. Something like that. Recognize the name.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the decline of print media, specifically magazines, which is what the New York Times is ironically writing about here, even as they are trying to rent out rooms in their building in New York City. More coming up.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free here and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the magazine industry struggling very, very much as they become less and less relevant as people are going online to get their news and information and pop culture stuff. According to Magna, which is an ad buying firm, they're saying print magazine ad sales are expected to fall 13% this year alone.
Yow! Oh, my God.
And they're expecting the same next year.
I quit my job as soon as I read that title.
Really?
Yes.
If you were in the magazine business, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
now you know why the executives are saying, see ya! These
two-plus
decade-long editors are stepping down this year from a lot of their posts.
Editors are meaningless to me. I'm on the sales side of this. I'd be worried about, what are the long-time ad execs doing?
So anyway, the story here from the New York Times. It's Ian and Melanie and Mark in the studio with you. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss, and I do want to let you know that Free Talk Live does have a way for you to support the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for $5 a month to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, because there are still people listening to the radio, and we are still pushing the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and freedom out there as often as we possibly can, and we'll continue to do that no matter what the platform of the moment happens to be. And you can help us bring more people to those ideas by backing the show for just $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only forum, the amp-only Facebook group. We have a forum, but it's open to anybody. The forum is at forum.freetalklive.com. But the amp-only Facebook group is a pretty cool thing, and you get all that as the perquisites for your Free Talk Live amp, which you can do for $5 a month with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us when you do that, amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a little bit more here from New York Times on Time Incorporated rolling out their major initiative just recently called People TV, which is going to be pop culture programming and will feature a show, one of the shows, including Paws and Claws, which will include, quote, all of the adorable, viral, and buzzworthy animal stories of the week, unquote. Pet videos are a favorite on social media, says the Times, so it's easy to see why Time Incorporated wants to jump on the fluffy bandwagon. But that material is a far cry from the award-winning journalism that filled once thick issues of Fortune, Sports Illustrated, and Time, where Mr. Carter got his start in New York journalism.
I think people still want good journalism.
Sure. But are they willing to pay for it?
No. They're not.
Not these days.
They want the internet free.
Yeah, that makes it tough to make a business out of these things.
It does. I mean, you've got a few different options, and those few options really don't. Some of them don't support big businesses. So, like what we do here on Free Talk Live is we do sort of the freemium model. Mm-hmm. We give away our product free, and then for our higher end stuff, we ask you for some donations. It'd be nice if we were able to sell it, but then that'd be more programming on our website that we don't want to pay for. So whatever, just send us donations. Is kind of how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also ad driven. Ads certainly work. But you've got to have the staff of ad salespeople and that sort of thing. Magazines and newspapers, they have these things, but they're just sort of not ready to turn it over because for a long time, digital wasn't generating and still doesn't generate the money that a full-page double truck does.
Right. They can't the newspapers, for instance, can't replace their print subscriptions with an equivalent amount of digital subscribers and have the same amount of revenue coming in.
No.
It's just not. Some people aren't willing to pay for the same news that they can find somewhere else for free. And, of course, there's all kinds of workarounds, right? If you go to the newspaper websites and they say, you've read the 5 articles we are going to allow you to read this month. Thanks.
Then you clear your cookies, I think. That works.
That
I've never
will work.
Tried it.
Yep. Or you don't have to clear the cookies. Just open the incognito window, and then you go back, and they don't even see the cookies anymore at that point. So, yeah, there's plenty of workarounds, and, most people are willing to, if they're not willing to go through one of the workarounds, they'll just search for the same article on Google and find some other variant of it, some other reporter who was willing to put it out there for free. There's just so much competition. That's why the price of news has gone down to zero, because in the old days, all you had was the local newspaper and maybe a local radio station, and that was it. And that's what we have here in Keene, New Hampshire. We're in a little town, a small city of 23,000 people in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. Before the internet came around, there was the radio station that did, you know, talk radio. They talked about issues. And there was the newspaper. That was it.
Yep.
And if you wanted other news, you'd have to go to another town where there is another newspaper.
Right.
And another radio station. But now with the internet, anybody who wants to can get into that and, you know, that world and compete and provide news content. But can you actually make it into a successful business? I have no idea. I've never tried. Free Keene is a news provider, an opinion provider here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it sort of is up there with the old newspaper and the old radio station as something that people look to. But I don't have, you know, I've never tried to monetize it, nor would I ever bother. It's an activist site. I don't, you know, I wouldn't know how to begin doing that, nor do I care to do that, because I want people to read the articles. I don't want to put them behind a paywall. I don't.
And that's one of the problems the journalists of, you know, these magazine and newspaper journalists face is that you will create content for free.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating content for these people,
but not as much,
free.
Right? Like I do a couple a week maybe, rather than every day something.
I know there's usually a couple of stories that each reporter writes, one or two stories a day, for the newspaper. But man, I mean, you know, you're getting close to their content level, and there's how many people out there that are willing to do what you do.
And there have been times where I have scooped them on local news breaking,
and that's gonna burn them.
Yeah, it does.
Sure. Chap your butt.
So these experiments are part of an industry-wide race to find some way, any way, to make up for the hemorrhaging of revenue. Hearst recently introduced the Pioneer Woman magazine, a partnership with the Food Network host Ray Drummond that was initially only sold at Walmart. Its new travel publication, Airbnb Mag, is geared toward customers of the do-it-yourself online rental site with distribution at newsstands, airports, and supermarkets. Meredith has started a magazine called the Magnolia Journal with the HGTV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines. Even Condé Nast, the glitzy purveyor of luxury titles, has recognized the advantages of outside partnerships. In recent weeks, the company debuted a quarterly print title for Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle brand, with a cover featuring a topless Ms. Paltrow submerged in mud from France. I don't know about you, but none of that sounds very interesting to me. Melanie, you're the lone woman in the studio. Are you ready to go and sign up for the new Gwyneth Paltrow magazine?
No, but I don't know that that's fair. I don't know that I'm a typical woman.
Yeah. I don't even think of anything.
I mean, it sounds typical. Like heinously boring, but to be fair, you know, that's my bias.
Naked does not sound heinously boring to me.
At Vanity Fair, Mr. Carter resisted efforts by Condé Nast executives to shift his design, photo research, and copy teams out of the magazine's purview, a move required of nearly every other title as part of a company-wide cost-cutting effort, according to two people who spoke anonymously to describe the private discussions. Carter was reluctant to make additional cuts that may be forced upon his magazine in the future. And it sounds like they are going to be forced to make some changes, or they're going out of business. And, you know, every time I've ever seen a magazine section at a grocery store or something like that, it has been cut way down from what it used to be. More coming up.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. 4 out of 10 American adults still sleep with a teddy bear, according to a recent study.
What?
Your calls and thoughts.
I was hoping kids were included in that.
We'll tell you more about that on the way here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Speaking of sleeping, you're probably going to do it better if you've got a MyPillow. I've been using the MyPillow for over a year. I think it's been a year and a half now that I've had the MyPillow.
It's a great pillow.
And it's been great, and it continues to be great. And if for some reason you get it a little bit dirty, as pillows tend to get over time, as you've been, you know, dead skin cells and other dirt's been collecting in there, you can actually put the MyPillow into your washer and dryer. And I've actually done this within the last several months and tried it out, because I've never done that before. I've never been able to wash a pillow in my life. And now I can.
I've washed mine many times.
You're my pillow.
Yes.
You have not washed anything prior to that, however, because pillows are generally not designed to be washed.
Oh, yes, I did.
On accident?
No, let me tell you. So I'd had down pillows for some time, and, you know, it got to stinking, and I decided, you know, I'm going to handle this, right? Like, you know, you sleep on it. Maybe in Florida, you sweat a little bit when you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
You drool out of your mouth, whatever that's going. So I take all the feathers out, dump them into a large tote.
Uh-huh.
And then wash the wrapping thing, and then...
Well, what good would that do? The sweat's going to get on the feathers.
It's the best I could do, man.
Yeah. So then what?
Then I'd try shoving those things back in. So I got them back in.
Sounds like
and
a mess.
Said I'd never do that again.
Yeah.
It is a terrible mess. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I love my pillow, is because I have washed other pillows.
Yep. I've even got one for Jazzy, the studio dog, and I have washed that as well.
You watched that?
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge, but I got it. I got the not hugest size of the pet pillow, so
it's
that
big
I
enough
could
for her.
Fit. Yeah, just barely big enough for her, and it does fit into the washer. So that worked. And you can go and get your MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and you'll save, I think, 50% on the normal pillows, and I think it's like 30% on the pet pillows.
What I love is when I was here when you first got it, you
yep.
set it down for her. She walked right on it and laid down.
She did.
She loved it.
Yeah. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, did you know that New Mexico, we came in number one?
New Mexico's number one.
Well, I mean, number one in child poverty rate. So what it means is that 36% of the children under five are living under poverty.
What it means is that people need to quit having kids before they have jobs.
Well, you know how it is, right? These people just have kids, so they're just having sex. You know what I mean? They're not thinking about, I'm going to have kids. Those are the ones that are parents. It's sadly enough to say.
Okay, but there are so many different... First of all, it's not like a mathematical fact that you're going to have sex, and people pretend like it is. But even so, just accepting that for the sake of argument, there are so many different forms of birth control that you can get for absolutely... Because they have Planned Parenthood in Arizona, right, I'm assuming?
Well, they have Planned Parenthood in New Mexico, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for free, you could just walk in and be like, give me birth control, and they'll be like, here you go. So there is absolutely no reason for you to have a kid if you're living below the poverty line. The poverty line is pretty low, also. It's poverty. You can't necessarily live off of it. You're probably getting benefits, too, so... Yeah, there's no reason in the States for this to happen.
Just laziness.
Well, the thing is, you know what, when you have 5 robberies per day, and you have like 27 cars stolen per day, you know, the end result is that, yes, so you're number one in poverty rate for your children.
What does a car jacking have to do with...
I'm not sure how those numbers are related.
Well, the thing
you
is
know,
that
a person, it doesn't matter how much money a person has, they can take responsibility for their lives.
Yeah,
you know that's
true.
Possible, right?
Well, what I'm saying is that if you are
like a very
undesirable place, your crime and your auto theft, your number one in pedestrian fatalities, nobody
and
wants
so you,
to come
And so
there.
You looked at that situation and you said, this is the situation I live with. You know what this situation needs? A baby.
Well, the thing is that these people that cannot support the baby... is that they're not thinking about being a parent or having kids. They're
Which is why they
fun.
End up with kids they can't afford, is because
they're just
disconnected. They're just so unintelligent that they're not like, I'm doing this thing that's super risky and that would just completely F my life up in every possible way.
Ah, well, it feels
and
good.
And there's this thing that I can do to make that not happen, even if I do the thing, but I want to, so I'm going to.
Well, the thing is, if they had that much of a pea brain to figure out how to use birth control, why would they be that poor?
It's not difficult. There are forms of birth control. This is, okay, that's about
If I went on the radio and I said what you just said, I would get hate mail. If they were smart enough not to have babies, they wouldn't be poor. Like, I mean, you sound like a Republican, Sarah.
I mean,
well,
if you're a woman... If you're a woman, there are forms of birth control that you don't even necessarily have to do anything with. There are, like, any possible delivery method to put a thing in your body. If you're a woman, there's a form of birth control for that method.
IUD,
rods, patches, shots, any way you could possibly put a thing into your body, there is a method of birth control for that method.
But do you understand? These people are that dumb. They're not thinking about that. That's my point. They're starving. They're going to be out on the street. They don't pay rent. They're panhandling or doing drugs and drinking. Those are the ones that have kids because they're not smart enough to think ahead.
And so what we need to do, in my opinion, is get rid of welfare and then make it legal to sell the parental rights to infants at least. if not all children, because then people who valued children would have them, and there would be no incentive to have kids that you can't afford.
Now, when you say selling parental rights, that's different from adoption?
Adoption in the States usually, not usually, but oftentimes ends up just being a glorified sale of an infant.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty close.
Because adoption can run in the tens of thousands of dollars. But if you could just say, hey... Yeah, if you
could just say that because
I'm just a
call.
Yeah, nobody can send you hate mail. It's true, but
it's true. If you said something like that, people would get really offended. But I'm saying it is that
you'll get offended at me anyway. I don't care.
Don't worry, they'll get offended at us anyhow.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing up the discussion here. I think you were continuing though, Melanie. You had something else.
Yeah. So adoption, a lot of the time, is just give this agency but adoption, the mother doesn't necessarily get, because the father's probably not necessarily there. The mother put in the work to gestate the baby, so whatever. You'll go through an agency, and you have to give them, $10,000 to $100,000.
It's difficult,
what it is,
right? It's
pass all these tests and just pay a ridiculous fee to this agency to get the baby. But if people could just say legally, hey, you know what? I have an infant. Really don't need to be having one.
So cut out the middleman.
$500.
So you're saying cut out the middleman to where the person wouldn't have to put the baby into an adoption agency, and then the adoption agency then has to, do whatever paperwork and hoop jumping.
Yeah, and because there is, at least for healthy babies, a market value to them, you can't really legislate that away. People are still going to pay for it.
People don't want to admit that, though, right? Like, that there is a value to a baby.
Well, yeah, because people who feel weird ways about the market, they think that the market is some kind of anti-sacred thing or something. So, yeah,
That to put any kind of price on a baby or a human life is somehow devaluing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who don't even like saying that they own themselves, because then you're devaluing yourself into property. And that's weird. But yeah, then the people who value the thing would have the thing. And if the thing is a baby, then maybe the people who value it should be the ones to have it.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is it a hospital, right? It's just like
Saint
a research
Jude,
thing.
St. Jude.
They do have a hospital. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's a cancer research.
Cancer research, yeah.
And if you go to walk.freetalklive.com, that's walk.freetalklive.com, you can go and take a look at our progress in attempting to raise some money for St. Jude. And we're going to be doing a 5K walk to, you know, in childhood cancer. I suspect childhood cancer will exist when we are done with the walk, but there will be some money raised for childhood cancer research, which it's not just helping kids, it's helping adults too. It's just that the hospital helps kids.
Hey, we're already halfway to the goal.
We certainly are. We're doing quite well, and I'm very pleased with that. So just go to
this walk. Is a doable goal.
It's a very doable goal. And I think we'll go above the goal. It was, I didn't set the goal. The gentleman who started this off did. He thought that was a good goal, and I can't remember what I dropped, but it's like I don't know. I can't remember.
It's over $300 right now, and we're looking to raise $500.
Yeah.
So thank you to folks who have helped out with that. Have you set a date for this thing?
Well, I just got Daryl's agreement that he would walk with us.
Yeah.
So now we need to. I suspect it'll be on a Saturday.
Okay.
Sounds like a good day for us.
Sure. Why not?
And then we'll do it here in Keene.
All right. Daryl's, sometime within
Daryl's
the next.
Already got a schedule. A path.
Okay.
That's 5K.
He's good at that stuff.
Yeah.
He just did like a half marathon.
He did a half marathon. Yeah. And had his best time ever. He came in under 2 hours,
which is like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I was, while he was talking, he was standing there, and I'm like looking at him, and he's just completely fit now.
Yeah,
this guy that was, a big old lard butt 2 years ago is now completely fit.
It's amazing. It's been an amazing transformation.
It really has. It's just all dedication.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Again, that was walk.freetalklive.com.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones where we have Dan in Nebraska listening online. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Dan, Nebraska. Am I on the air?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, sweet. So I know this is going to sound kind of strange, but I keep, for the past couple of days, I keep running into these really repetitive stories about, you know, the whole football deal. And it always seems like, it seems to me every time, like, I read it, like, they're all the same and I'm not learning anything. And it's, the issue is really kind of just small potatoes. And I was wondering if you guys ever suspect that the media works together to distract us from large things by everybody, you know, essentially spamming the American people and their goldfish attention with stuff like this.
It seems more likely to me that somebody wrote about it and then some other journalist was like, I need to have one story per day or whatever their quota is. And it's just really easy to kind of more or less copy somebody else's. Oh, this is the thing that happened I can write about.
Yeah, I don't think it has to do with some sort of diabolical plot necessarily to distract people, although I understand why people look at the news and can come to that conclusion, because it's easy to, you know, say that that's what's really going on here. But I think it's more of what Melanie said, that the media is kind of a monkey see, monkey do business. When, you know, somebody over there is doing something, the others are watching.
Doing something that's successful.
Yeah.
You got to, because everybody wants to, it seems, I mean, there was some bit of an indictment there about Americans' goldfish attention span, but it's really what the goldfish are choosing to look at. I mean, you know, I go through my Facebook feed and I look at what posts get the attention, and then I attempt to replicate those posts to get more interactivity on my Facebook page. That's not me trying to, you know, mold the American consciousness.
You're playing to the market.
That's me looking at the American consciousness and trying to get more of it.
All right. I understand what that means. And I just had one.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Oh, I just had one quick comment to give you before I hang up, because I'm actually about to go into GameStop and it's this close. I know this is sound kind of bizarre, but every time I hear Doug from New Jersey call into the show, I really do get a big kick out of it. And I believe him to be a really artful troll.
This is the guy who's called on occasion maybe once or twice a week over the last couple few weeks, who incessantly plugs his terrible YouTube channel. You believe, and he's just a boring droll who, you know, always says the same things. We're going to have to start putting rules and restrictions on
him. He plugs his YouTube channel like spells his name and stuff like that.
Right, and he says that he's being held against his will in a jail, and he's caught up in all these plots and conspiracies amongst judges and police who are trying to somehow harm him or
whatever.
Which
is easily disprovable, because if he was calling from a jail, we would know that he was calling from a jail from the recording that says, this is a call from a jail.
Right, yeah, normally that's
like
what happens.
Like every jail in America does.
Right. He insists that he has all the evidence for all the claims that he makes. You just have to listen to his YouTube channels, which are the most boring, 14-hour long videos or whatever. Of just some audio recording that is so uninteresting. Anyway, you think he's a troll and that he's not really just a lunatic?
I absolutely do. I think that he gets a kick out of messing with you guys and bringing this up, because there are sometimes people would call in and tell obviously fake stories like Pat that I think were just a little bit annoying to listen to, but there's some sort of novelty to hearing him call in and talk about the same thing each time, almost verbatim each time, and hear the exact same sigh and the exact same call dump. Like with that sort of repetition, it couldn't be lunacy. There's got to be something artful to it.
All right, well, that's interesting. A perspective that I don't know how many people share, but thank you, Dan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. There's you know, people like some of our regular callers and others hate some of our regular callers, and you just can't make everybody happy. But ultimately, if somebody continues to call about the same thing, we have to start putting restrictions on them, because that's kind of the new thing that we've done here to some of our regulars, is to tell them, look, you know, you are welcome to call the show. This is an open phone show. We have yet to restrict anything more than you can only call once per night. That's been our traditional restriction.
Right.
But if you keep calling about the exact same thing, then, you know, while somebody might like hearing the same Led Zeppelin song over and over again, if it, you know, the odds are the whole audience is probably not going to appreciate hearing the same exact song over and over again. And sort of the callers on talk radio are thought of in the industry as the songs, if you will, of talk radio. So it's better to get in and get the, you know, get a deep cut every now and then, or change it up, you know, put on some of the other hits rather than the same old, same old.
Yeah, I'd rather just talk to logical people who want to discuss the issues.
Well, I'm sorry. This is talk radio. You can't necessarily get that every time. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, I heard you talking the cost-effective life. That's what I'd talk about. Oh, but for that previous caller, he should just look up Operation Mockingbird. That was the famous where the CIA put themselves onto the positions of editorship or whatever of almost every major newspaper and TV station and network that there was. So it was like the CIA's man in all of the different media.
And that did read that story recently about the revelations surrounding the U.S. military and the CIA getting their hands on movie scripts and television scripts and getting to approve or disapprove of certain plot points, which was very, very prolific, more so than... I mean, we knew that it existed previously in certain movies, like where they, if they wanted to use an aircraft carrier or a tank or something like that, they had to submit their scripts to the military, and then they would have to either approve it or make suggested changes. No, this is more current time. I don't know how far back
it is. Yeah, like the 80s.
It's still happening. It's still happening now.
Sure. If you read the old biographies of J. Edgar Hoover, the first FBI chair or head, he was, you couldn't get certain scripts written, especially if you mentioned the FBI. He'd come down hard on you. But I think the early Dragnet was written almost to satiate him. I mean, he slathered over it. Hey, well, you know, I heard you earlier talking about the cost-effective life is the way I jotted it down. And there's an enormous phoniness to it. I've lived, you know, I'm in my late 50s, so the idea that...
I didn't know that, but I can tell you this. We don't have enough time for you to explain whatever it is you're going to, so I'd recommend you call back tomorrow night, call earlier in the show. We're happy to talk about the value of a life, because that's where what we touched on earlier, but we're out of time for tonight. Thank you, David, for your call. If you didn't make it on tonight, that's okay. We got a show that we do every single night of the week here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget to check out Melanie online at tax.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.